The audio you're about to indulge in was created by me, Snaky Smut. It was recorded by a consenting adult for consenting adults over the age of 18. If you are considered a minor, please do not consume my content as you have been warned. My audios are not to be re-hosted, re-uploaded, re-shared to any other platform without my explicit permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy.
No, I will not apologize. Samantha might be my sister, but she said some really mean stuff. She called me a stuck-up B-word. I can't just let that stand. And it's not like the first time we've ever fought or anything. What's the big deal? What's so important that we had to take a car ride now? Why have we just stopped? What? I am not getting out. I don't care that you're my father. We're in the deepest part of the woods, and it's the middle of the night. Okay. Look, I keep telling you, it wasn't even that big of a fight. I'll apologize, okay? I'm an adult, so I'll be the bigger person and... What do you mean it's too late for that? You're really going to force me to walk home from here? I can't believe you're doing this. I can't. You know what? Fine. If anything happens to me, it's your fault. Dad's always kind of been a dick, but I can't believe he just left me out here. And of course, he took away my phone before he even started the car. Fuck. Sam is going to feel so guilty about this, too. We fight all the time, but we never mean any of it. She was just being a brat, and I was kind of egging her on. Well, I guess there's no point in worrying about it now. I need to get home. Or maybe I could stay with Jenny. She lives just on the other side of the woods, and I don't really want to go home tonight. Well, I guess I better start walking. It's probably a good 5 miles. Good. I don't understand. It wasn't even a serious fight. It's like Dad was just looking for an excuse to take me out here and leave me. God, I don't even like thinking about that. Yeah, I don't think that Dad would even feel bad if I got attacked out here. He's been so weird and distant lately. Mom, too. It's like they don't want me in the house, or like I don't even exist to them anymore. Hey, I hear you. You're not being funny. I might be alone out here, but I can still kick your ass. I'm armed. I've got, keys. I should have brought my fucking mace. Shit. That sounded like a fucking wolf. Do we even have those here? That's not a wolf. Nor a bear. Oh, I need to get out of here. Run! Fuck. It's behind me. I need to get out of the road. Okay, here. Okay. Fuck. Somehow not reassuring. Okay. It's moving past. Oh, it's definitely not a guy in a suit. Is that his car? Oh, wow. He's really big and thick and hard. Why am I getting turned on? What's wrong with me? Okay. He's gone. Okay. I'll move further on the road and go slowly and carefully just in case he doubles back. God. Okay. Get out of the bush. Fuck, I'm gonna kill Dad for putting me in this situation. I can't believe that he would leave his own daughter in... Don't laugh at me, you fucking monster. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have called you that, but you're hurting me. The way you're holding me down. And you're so heavy. You just tore my clothes off and... I can't. I can't take it, please. Can't you see how much pain I'm in? Don't you even care? No. No, I don't. I'm not enjoying this. Not like that. I'm a good girl. Stop rubbing your cock on me. It's dripping all over. I can smell how turned on you are. Oh, fuck. Fine. I can get you off with my hand, okay? Then you don't have to hurt me anymore. What? Oh my god, you wanna fuck me? Oh no, there's no way I could fit that. No, and it's not right. Don't laugh, please. No, you don't have to do this. You don't, please. I don't care that I'm wet. That's just my body. It's not. I don't want. Oh, fuck. You're too big. You won't fit. No. No, don't roll me over. No. No. No, I... You just came in me. You didn't even try and pull out. And there's so much of it. You read me now. Are you happy with yourself? Are you gonna kill me now that you've used me? Is that what you do? Hunt girls like me, use them, and then what? Eat them? I'm too sore and tired to run anymore. Fuck. Fuck you. I hope you choke. You're not going to kill me? Really? Are you gonna let me go? I'm sorry. I what? No, I heard you. I don't understand. I'm supposed to be a sacrifice? I thought you said you weren't gonna kill me. The town knows about you? They give you girls like me, and you give them money and power. So, basically, they sold me to you? My father sold me to a monster? I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. I'm just frightened and upset, okay? You can understand that, right? I don't deserve any of this. I'm not bad. I swear. I got good grades. I'm going to a good college. I didn't even date that much. I've never even cheated on a test, and I barely lie. Please don't. What are you doing to me? What are you putting around my neck? It's cold. No, I'm not some animal that you can collar. I'm sorry. I'll be good. If I'm good, you won't need to hurt me anymore, right? Right? Yes, sir. I'll follow you. I won't try to run. I can't move any faster, sir. It hurts too much. I'll try to follow, though. I'm so cold. Can I have some clothes when we get to your den or home or wherever it is you sleep? Or at least a blanket. Thank you. So, what happens when we get to your home? No, I can't do this again. It hurts so much. Please, I'm so sore, and yes, I loved it all right, but that doesn't mean I can take you anymore. I'm not sure I'll even survive getting fucked by you again. I already told you, I won't run. Where would I even go? The people in town would just return me to you, right? Plus, you destroyed my clothes, so I have no choice but to go with you. And besides, it's good for the town, right? You're going to give them all the gold they want so badly. Maybe if I'm good. You won't need to be so rough next time, right? So, I'll be good. I will. You'll see. I'll be good for you, and you'll be good to me, and everything will be fine.